What's going on, man? It's your boy, Fred Blumenberg, and I'm hella silly, Joe. This is going to be that podcast that I'm going to give you my silly-ass shit that happens to me. Y'all that follow me on social media know I'm silly than a motherfucker, man. So you already know I got stories for days on that ass. I'm going to tell y'all a story today about the KKK. Listen, man, so I used to work at the Hilton Garden Inn in St. Charles, Illinois, and I was a waiter for weddings. We used to do weddings, me and my buddy John. We used to do weddings at the Hilton every Saturday, dog. We used to do this shit from fucking April to like October. Every fucking Saturday from April to October, we were busy as shit. Well, being a waiter, you had to, you're waiting on tables, you're cleaning up dishes and shit like that, and picking up everybody's dirty shit or whatever, and you're taking them to the back. Well, in the back, you know, we had a diversified fucking work environment, okay? You know, I'm a brother, you know, I'm working with my boy Johnny, a white dude, I mean, you know, and then we got the Hispanics in the back, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, they like straight from Mexico, right? They cool as hell, they was cool as hell, right? So, they would always start shit with us, me and John, me and my boy, you know, because we the busters, and they would always start shit. They doing the dishes and the food and shit. So they would talk shit about us in Spanish. That's actually where I learned my Spanish. I learned how to talk because these motherfuckers used to talk shit about us, man. It was fucking crazy. Anyway, one day came to work early, getting my shit together, man. I got to get all the food ready to get taken out, put on plates for the fucking wedding. And these dudes, we like to rib each other. You know, yeah, your moms ain't shit or whatever. I fucked her last night. You know, stupid shit, right? So these guys started talking in Spanish to me and my boy. And they like, ha, ha, blah, 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 ha, ha, ha. And then they, ha, ha, KKK. And I was like, what the fuck you say, man? And the dude, you know, he was like, K? And I was like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about, man? And my buddy, I was ready to throw down on this motherfucker. I was ready to whoop his motherfucking ass. Because it's like one of those things where you don't just take shit over the line. You ain't just going to say KKK to me. We about to fucking fight. And so my buddy had to take me off. Like, yo, man, money, man, be cool. I'm like, no, man, this motherfucker taking that shit over the line, man. What the fuck is wrong with him? And he said, yo, dog, K means what in Spanish? And so I had to stop, like, what the fuck? And so I said, hey, look, Joe. Hey, look, man. We say no more than two Ks in a row, okay, motherfucker? You don't need to say KKK three times, all right? And that shit, for me, I actually learned something. I didn't know that K meant what, but I was like, look, motherfucker, you don't need to say what, all right? So that's one of my bullshit-ass stories that I had when I worked at the Hilton Garden. We had plenty of shit, but the cool shit about that was we all like to rib each other, and I actually learned a lot of motherfucking Spanish. But to this day, anybody that say K, I'm like, look, man, you better say two motherfucking Ks. That's about it, man. That's all you get. You say three, we about to go down and motherfucking fight. I don't care what you think, even though I know what that shit mean, you better not say no KKK. I'm hella silly, Joe. You already know I got stories for days on that ass, man. Make sure you listen to this shit. It drops every Thursday, man. I got a new motherfucking story for you every Thursday. Be blessed. I love y'all, man. Good night.